This is where it begins.
In a dry creek bed, strewn with litter, the inviting dark, a mystery to follow. You can go so far before you feel the compressed rumble, the closing in of other worlds, the forgotten weather, under the city streets, beneath the traffic, with your metal torch illuminating scrawls, the rubble stubbing, shining wet in thin-beamed light. It might be raining now, and the dry creeks filling, cracks seeping, dripping pipes. You follow the curved bricks into subterranean grottos, climbing rusted rungs to other openings, wary of small movements, scuttling for odd beings, bent almost double in the concrete veins of your city. Peculiar blend of safety and danger. You know you shouldn't have come alone, but it was impulse. One step led to another, and you pray that your batteries don't go flat, that you aren't caught by a torrent of water, that you can find a way out through a grate or a gutter, that a plate doesn't open onto a busy intersection. It's unlikely there's another creek bed at the end of the tunnel. You could die down here while life goes on, oblivious, above. But you're a kid with a curious mind, wanting to know all the city's secrets, what's at her core. At home with fetid sludge, the possibility of a dead body, of giant rats, and the panic rising until you find a way to set yourself free, pushing up on a last century grate, squinting at bleached light as you squeeze through the drain's mouth into the bustle of human traffic and the mechanics of noise. Steeped in the sewer, imbued in the fabric of your clothes, happy to have come through and traversed the underground network upon which your city is built, understanding a little better now that there is more to this place than can be seen on the surface.